Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this special Christmas Day episode of The Masterson Inheritance. Our team of performers will attempt to spontaneously dramatize a story of the Mastersons celebrating Christmas among an isolated people of ancient beliefs and customs. A story based entirely on the suggestions of our studio audience. No script, no rehearsals, just an audience and a couple of microphones. To bring you this story, we have Josie Lawrence, Fela McDermott, Paul Merton, Caroline Quentin, Lee Simpson, and Jim Sweeney! All right, I'm now stepping down into our studio audience to get some ideas for our show. We need some ideas for the story. And the first suggestion we need is a suggestion of how a family in this remote village might prepare for Christmas.
Rustling mince pies.
Russell mince pies. You mean like going into a field and stealing them? All right, then. Rustling mince pies. The next thing we need is a Christmas tradition or a ritual which is peculiar to this village. There's something that this village does that nobody else does at Christmas time. Any ideas for that?
Goose upping.
I'm sorry, goose upping. What? Do you want to tell us what that involves or not? I think we'll have to find out what it means ourselves, really. But it's a concept we can explore, I'm sure. Now, in our story today, somebody wants something for Christmas, but they don't want anything material. They want something more spiritual, something more emotional, something to make their life and soul more complete. What might that thing be? What do they wish for?
The love of a good woman.
All right, they want the love of a good woman. And the last thing we need, and we always ask for this, we'd like a title for our story, and we'd like it to include the name of the Mastersons. If it could have a Christmas flavour as well, that would be helpful too.
The Masterson's Christmas Cracker.
The Masterson's Christmas Cracker. Excellent. We'll go with the Masterson's Christmas Cracker. The Masterson Inheritance. The Masterson's Christmas Cracker. The village of Alliston. Picturesque, yet remote. Ginny was heading out to prepare for Christmas. It was her job. She was the youngest daughter of one of the families of Alliston. And she had to rustle some mince pies with her young friend Claire.
Come on, you missus! Move, move! There's one over there! Get it.
They move too fast for me, them short red ones, don't they?
Oh, look, that one's had an accident. Let's all over.
Oh, dear, it's terrible when they go crumbly like that when they make a break for it, isn't it?
Well, how many have we got so far?
One.
Oh. Come on, you miss!
Come on, boo!
And
boo!
So we leave the girls happy in their work. Oh, how they enjoyed their rustling. Outside Alliston, on the main mountain road, was a carriage, a rather sophisticated carriage for this part of the country, for inside it held Robert Masterson, a dashing young fellow, a typical Masterson in some ways, and also Caviston Digby Small, his friend. But there was another passenger, Jeanette, Robert's sister. She was sleeping, however, and the two fellows were talking excitedly of their first Christmas away from parental control.
What's the first plan, Cavi, when we get there?
Well, we're going to take advantage of all the villagers.
Hurrah!
In fact, there's one particular village where there's a rather special tradition.
I say.
I must tell you about it.
And so they drove on. They drove on through the snow towards Alliston, where Jenny and Claire had finished their mince pie rustling. They had a nice little pile, and they were taking a relaxing sit-down just under a mistletoe tree on the edge of the
village. Got a nice little pile there, Claire.
Oh, it's giving me jit.
Yeah. Yeah, you should have something on it. We better take these mince pies back to Dad.
Yeah, get away from
what time is it?
I haven't got a watch, but looking at the sun...
Yes, that's what we do in this remote village, you know.
I'd say it must be nearly half past tea time.
I'm late. He'll be angry quick.
Sorry, Will. Oh, gather up the pies. Gather up the pies.
So off they ran. Simple girls with simple pleasures and simple minds. The carriage drew up into the small village square. Caverston, Robert and Jeanette stepped out. Jeanette, sleepy and unaware of where she was.
Oh, have we arrived?
Yes, we're here.
Where?
A place called Allison, I think.
A town called Allison. I love that smell. What is it, Bobby?
That's me. Let's get out of this carriage. We've been in here rather a long time.
No, actually, what you can smell is the smell of mince pie.
Oh, look! Look at that dear little house. I wonder who lives there. A brass band!
It's either that or the Three Bears. I'm going for a walk around the village. You keep an eye on my sister, Cabby. Know what I mean?
Jenny returned to home with her mince pies. She took them back to her father.
Hello, Father, I'm back. I brought back the mince pies, and on Christmas Day I'll make you a present like I did last year when I put those two twigs together and made you a tea urn.
I can't stand Christmas. It's horrible. It's full of horrible people going around making each other happy with Christmas carols and stuff. I say it's all a load of rubbish.
Why are you so horrible? Why am I so lovely and you so horrible? Could I have been spawned from you? I doubt it.
I have a chemical imbalance that leads me to depression because my hormones are not exactly as they should be.
You're lacking something emotional, that's what you're lacking.
How dare you? I'll take my belt over here.
No!
My trousers are falling down.
Oh, that's good. I can run away before you whip me then. Ow! My plan didn't work.
Don't speak so soon.
Now, come on, Dad, don't whip me. I gotta get... Oh, look. All the mince pies have come out of the net. Come back, Boo. Come on, Dad, help me. Boo. Come back in here, Boo. Come on, Boo.
And so they tried to gather up the mince pies which had escaped from the net. Caverston and Jeanette walked over to the house they had spotted earlier. It seemed to be empty. They were standing outside the garden gate when up stepped an old lady. Her name was Daisy, and she was the wise old woman of the village. Any problems and people of the village went to her, for she knew everything.
We're looking for a good time this Christmas.
Ooh, you've come to the right place.
We burn the sheep at midnight, on the stroke of 12. Dance naked in the glade, with mistletoe entwined in our ears. And then we all go down the pub.
Marvellous. That's just what we want.
Is it, though? Is it what you want?
Oh, she makes the shivers go worse up my back, Caverston. She really does. She makes me all tense. Relieve my tension, Caverston. Relieve my tension the only way you know how.
Well, it is Christmas, and I have got some brandy butter with me. Yeah, rub this in. Oh, let me help you.
Oh!
So he started rubbing brandy butter into her skin on the street corner. Caverston had an idea and thought they might go into the house, for it seemed empty. And so they did. They went inside, closed the door, and got friendly with the brandy butter.
Caverston, I've got horrible suspicions that we're being watched by something, something from the dark corners of this womb. Can you hear breathing?
Hello?
Oh!
What brings you to my castle? It's a castle. It is a castle. It's not just a house, it's a castle.
Where exactly are you from?
I am from everywhere and nowhere.
Baby?
Oh, what a strange man. I'm...
Strange? Yeah. There is nothing strange about me. I have lived here for over 600 years. Won't you come in, perhaps, for a game of Twister?
Why, thank you.
It is informal house rules. We play it in the nude. Ha ha! Follow the light of the candle. On second thoughts, I'll pick up the candle and follow me. I apologize for the poor quality of the central heating. Come with me.
Come on, Clarence.
So he led them. He led them deep into the heart of his semi-detached chalet. Count Orsino was his name. Rarely was he seen on the streets of the village. In fact, as rarely as once a year at Christmas time. Robert had wandered beyond the village perimeter when he heard a beautiful, light singing voice wafting from the trees.
Aquamarina.
He glimpsed something through the trees. A sprite, a spirit, something, but something decked all in green. Almost part of the forest around her, and yet not... And yet not part of the forest around her. He followed her.
Wait, who are you, you beautiful thing?
Surrounding countryside is a strange place, more remote than you think. It's remote because it's here and yet nowhere, there in front of your eyes, but also at the back of your head.
Ah, that about clears it up for me. Do you live here all the time?
All the time and yet no time at all.
Yes. That was lovely, thank you. Listen, I
can help you.
Help me.
Christmas here is oh so drear, but never fear, don't shed a tear. Don't just sit there with a beer.
Are you like this all night?
No, just now, because I'm feeling queer. I want to make Christmas a special time, but there's an evil man in the village, Orsino. He wants to make Christmas a terrible place. But with your help, Robert, I can make this a happy time of year.
I'll help you. I'll help you because I love you. There, I've said it. I've never said that to a woman before. A woman or a sprite. Another can of mineral water once, but not a sprite. I love you. There, I say it again. I love you, I say it out loud.
Sprites can never repay the love that is given them, although I can do this for you.
Oh, that's...
Is that all right?
Yes,
That's better than love and marriage, isn't it?
Certainly is. I'm just going to have a lie down in a darkened room for a while.
At Count Orsino's lair, Count Orsino sat in the darkness. In the beds upstairs lay Caviston and Jeanette. And Orsino brooded. Brooded on his enemy in the forest. Brooded on his plans for this Christmas. Brooded on the final solution that he wanted. The final solution to the happiness of Christmas. The final solution to the joy which spread throughout the village. He wanted to destroy it. And destroy them all. Anything left for you to say? Sorry, I got carried away.
That's what I will do.
Christmas morning, a time of joy in the semi-detached chalet of Count Orsino. Jeanette went in to Caviston's room to wake him on this Christmas morning. But when she got there, a strange sight met her eyes.
I'm sorry, man. I was just getting used to each other.
Cavi, why are you looking at me so strangely?
I'm a changed man. I'm not interested in you anymore.
That is right. He has become, like me, a practitioner of the black art. A devotee of Satan. A disciple of Beelzebub. close personal friend of Mephistopheles.
Oh, no! This is too awful!
A good chum of the Horned One.
So, what you're saying is...
Pen pals with Lucifer!
Oh, Cannister was a dear sweet boy until you laid your horny fists upon him.
That is not the only horny thing I laid upon him. Notice he cast no reflection in the looking glass. It's a cheap mirror.
I must run with all my might to find my brother Robert. He will know what
but
to do.
But you can't. I will slam the door
no,
in front of you.
I will run. I don't care.
She ran right through that door! It's my own fault for having stripped curtains up!
But he did not care.
I do not care!
For it was Caviston he really wanted.
It is you I really want!
And with Caviston by his side...
You are by my side!
He felt victory was assured.
Victory's assured!
And by the end of this Christmas day...
By the end of this Christmas day...
Before the
goose... I will take every goose away from this village. So when the villagers try to goose up later on, there will be no goose for them to up. And where exactly do I come into this plan? I just wondered. You must be the decoy.
Yes, you must. Is it absolutely necessary for you to lay your fists upon me in order to capture these geese?
Absolutely. You must learn to seduce the geese with your music. You must lead them out of the village by playing the clarinet, which we don't have a sound effect for. They're coming in by the 11:25 intercity train. That is right. Lure them away from the village, and when the villagers see there are no geese, they will accept me as their new ruler.
Daisy, the old wise woman, was in preparation. It fell to her each Christmas to prepare things for the goose upping. With her was young Claire.
Ooh, look at their lovely feathers are shining now, like magic.
And now the magic stone, the magic... His voice won't stay where it is. The magic stone that's been passed down from generation to generation is put on the neck of one beast.
I passed a stone once.
Did you?
Yes, a kidney stone.
You see, when that's found, the magic stone and the magic geese, whoever finds that geese will be blessed with true happiness.
So the goose... preparation was well on its way. Jeanette ran from the house of Orsino. She ran into the square and straight into the arms of her brother.
Oh, but something terrible has happened. And there we were last night, and we were standing on the corner, and suddenly I was being covered in brandy butter. And then we were invited into this house by this very tall kind of ugly man who spoke in a very foreign accent. And then we played Twister. We went up to bed. I woke up this morning. I went up into the room. Crabberton and the man had his great big horny hooves on him, and he had taken him into the spawn of Beelzebub.
Brandy butter?
Oh, I'm sorry about that. That was a mistake, but that's not the important bit. Don't you see, we're in terrible trouble.
What was this man's name?
Orsino.
Orsino?
Yes.
The sprite mentioned Orsino.
And the sprite again appeared to them, but she was holding something this time.
Oh, it's a special cracker.
What does it do?
It's a cracker I've been keeping concealed about my person for many years.
Oh, it still feels warm.
And a bit soggy. I've had it in my mouth.
Oh!
But that's not the only thing.
Christmas!
You see, Orsino can only be defeated by one who comes with a relative who comes. They cannot be from the village. And this is your special cracker.
And this week's lottery numbers are?
I see.
You must get Orsino to pull it with you.
Oh, he tried that last night. I had nothing to do with it.
There is something inside that will make him very, very upset.
All right, we'll do it.
And don't forget, once Orsino has perished, the village can truly enjoy the annual goose-upping. And I'll let you into a secret. The goose that squawks and never talks and never stands alone is the goose that you may catch, the goose that has the stone.
Yes.
She faded away.
Jenny was trying to persuade her father to go to the goose-upping.
Come on,
this
Father,
you'll
enjoy it. There's the goose-upping and everything like that.
You don't understand what life's like for me. I'm a miserable man.
But it was then that he explained why he was miserable at Christmas. Oh, yes. A long time ago, something had happened to him. Something.
Well, that's the full story.
Father, you need the love of a good woman.
No woman will look at me, not because of this terrible scar I got on my face.
Some women like scars.
Look at it, written across my forehead, Unigate Dairies. I was a fool to muck around with that battery acid down at the milk shop.
I like it, it gives you a milky complexion. Sorry.
Yeah, but no woman can respect a man who's got the milky complexion.
Oh, come with me, Father. I'm sure there's
I've got cottage cheese knees as well, you know. I'm not a man. I'm just a selection of dairy products.
Come on, Father, please.
Want to see me limeswold?
Not today, Dad. It's Christmas. Come on, Dad.
All right, I'll give it a go, then.
Daisy was at home. She was knitting. Knitting. A blanket.
There's a nice blanket. If only I had someone to share it with.
There was a knock at the door. It was Caviston. She welcomed him in.
Hello.
I've come here looking for something.
Eh, what have you come looking for? I might have it, I might not. That's for you to know, me to find out. Or the other way round.
I'm looking for a clarinet.
Well, you're lucky I knitted one just yesterday. Here we are. What do you want a clarinet for?
I just want to play some little tunes, you know, people to sing along to at the goose-upping ceremony.
All right, you can borrow this clarinet, but be very careful with it. It's a special clarinet.
Yes, it's made out of wool.
Yeah. Hacker very... Bilt couldn't get a note out of it. Oh, you play well.
If in a slightly limited fashion.
Yes, I can just do the one note.
Hmm, it's got a beat to it. I'll see you at the goose-upping, young man, but remember, be careful. Don't misuse that clarinet.
The villagers were gathering in the square. They were ready for the goose-upping. It was then that Daisy was to lead the geese in procession through the square, ready for the upping.
Money back to Daisy.
Daisy!
But behind her were no geese, even though there was the sound of one. No geese at all.
I'm sorry, I tried to fool you by impersonating a goose.
Where's the geese, Daisy?
I don't know. I haven't seen them. I went to the little shed where I keep them and they weren't there. But there were footprints in the snow leading up to the big field behind Orsino's semi-detached castle.
Was one of the footprints shaped like a cloven hoof?
Well, now you ask.
We've got to do something. Who here can help us?
Hello, I think I can help. I'm going to face Orsino tonight with this Christmas cracker.
There was only one dissenting voice, that, of course, of Jenny's father.
I agree.
Oh, hello, hello. You're a very, very attractive looking man, if you don't mind me saying so.
Dad, this is Daisy.
Daisy?
Yeah.
You're a very attractive woman, Daisy. Hmm. What's that you've got on your forehead?
Cowangate Dairies.
I've longed for a woman with Cowangate Dairies on her forehead, but I almost gave up hope. But there you are.
I've a blanket at home that needs filling if you're interested.
You dirty little devil! Take my hand.
Which one?
That one. Now the other one. Look at it, put it back.
Is it four fingers and a thumb?
Correct!
Oh! The fun we can have.
That's just the start of it.
Jenny was so happy. Everyone was so happy, but they could not be completely happy until Orsino had been faced. The angry crowd went to his semi-detached chalet.
Come on, Robert Masterson.
But their rumbling was silenced when Orsino stood there in his majesty. Caviston at his shoulder.
Shh, it's Orsino!
What are you doing here, you miserable people?
We want to let bygones be bygones. You can keep the geese. Perhaps to show a new bond of friendship between us, recognizing you as being the great power in this village, you'd like to pull this cracker.
I don't mind if I do. Come with me, my dear.
No, the one in my hand.
I'm sorry, I'm not that way inclined.
Naturally, that's not exactly... Well,
Not that hand, the other hand.
Either way, it'll go off with a bang. All right, I shall pull it. Wait a minute. There is something inside. It's a piece of paper. What is this? What lies shivering at the bottom of the ocean? A nervous wreck? Oh, no! I can't understand! This is too much! I renounce Satan! Bring back the geese! I have been a fool to myself!
Come on, everybody! It's time for goose upping!
Yeah, let's up some geese!
And so they began to up the geese.
Oh, Robert Masterson, what have you got there?
I'm sorry, I was just upping a goose.
That's not what we do in this village. Oh. When we mean upping, we mean picking them up by their legs and throwing them up in the air.
It's much the same, it's just where they land that counts. My God! Look, around the goose's neck.
What is it, Robert?
It's a beautiful stone.
Yes.
You've got the stone! You're this year's winner.
Stone means a great deal, but if I could wish anything on the stone, I'd wish that that sprite could become my wife and live with me forever. If only it were possible.
Oh, Robert, look, a sprite can't be a real thing. Surely you know that.
But then...
Unless a magical thing were to take place.
Yes.
And almost a miracle.
No chance of that, I suppose.
But look, look at the stone. The shards of light are glancing off the water. The geese are standing still and staring really hard.
Look, the goose, it's changing.
Oh, it's mutating into a...
A Volkswagen.
Oh, no.
No, it's not a Volkswagen.
No, and now into a pony. It's changing into all mystical shapes. Oh,
that's wicked morphing.
Look, Robert, your sprite appears.
Oh.
Hello, Robert.
Hello. Gosh, just to hear your voice again fills me with joy.
Robert, I may be a real woman now, but I can still do this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, splendid. Anybody want this goose? I finished with it.
He had found true love. But not only him. Also, Jenny's father and old Daisy. They had found true love as well. How had these things come about? Through the courage. Through the bravery. Through the love and generosity of one man. A Masterson. A Masterson who had those qualities because he had the Masterson inheritance. Masterson Inheritance, you heard Josie Lawrence, Fela McDermott, Paul Merton, Caroline Quentin, Lee Simpson and Jim Sweeney. Words, music and sound were improvised live at the Radio Theatre. The studio managers were Sue Templeman, Roger Daines, Rebecca Kirby. The producer was Phil Clark.